Holding here, Mashama Kosov Li Aitav Lisa Shia Nibin of Li Gura. Before Venenim and Aitas of Shia Bina.
A little bit into that paragraph.
But Umashama Kosov, I think. To Evan. What? I.
Mashama Kosov, yeah, Li Aitas.
Okay. So he's speaking over here about somebody who's Isaac and Chachma. Is Nenem and Eitzes of Shia Bino Gevura, and he says that there's the Nenem Imenu instead of Noisen Loi, and then Umashama Kosov Li Eitz of Li Sushia Ani Bino of Li Gevura. So the Kilu Chachma says about itself, I'm Eitz of Sushia, I'm Bino of Li Gevura. Bechol Echad Zocha Milas Li. Each one of them is has the word Li, and Bina Nati explains later. In other words, the Eitza is a very big Chachma, so Li Eitza. V'chein Tushia Nemal Asagas Advarim Amukim, and the reason why Tushia is called Tushia is because it's Mateshes Shavasagosa Mateshes Krechash Adam. Vechein hu shekol chachma mukis sichlis Mateshes Krechachufnis shel Adam. So he says, so vechein hu shekol chachma mukis sichlis Mateshes Krechachufnis shel Adam. Velakach nikra asoga mukis tushia. And we pneze omar. Loshen li ki ena soga zois etzema chachma. Veina dimel bina shia chachma atzma. Olkach shaykh bezeh ani bina. Avla tushia leman losa ena etzema chachma. Ved lemaila min chachma. Shi chachma nagdelis. Veshaykh loima loy, loima li sushia. Chazal said, Tuyo nikas tushia, shomu lom nikas tushia, shematesh kachasha adam. Vatoyo shalokis hi lemaila min chachma. Veshayach b'teira loyma lisushia kimishazecha lebina mikabla teira vezel lisushia v'dov vezel mevua. So I want to explain a little bit about this inyan over here by the li to explaining. So basically what he's saying is like this. He's saying li eitz of lisushia ni bina v'ra. Three out of the four. He's saying is li, one is the word ani bina, and that chachma herself ani bina, and the rest of it is going on Torah. I don't think it means he says ani bina and he says a chachma atzma, so I think in a certain sense that's lower. In other words, there's chachma, and then chachma has its shrashim, where it's coming from, and therefore those are described in terms of Toshia and Gvura and so on. That's how I think he sets it up. So the word Toshia over here, where he says that Chachma is something which is Mateshes Kerchsha Adam. So the Pashup Shati is saying is you have to think very hard and you miss amik very hard, and b'meila, you know, you schwitz a lot, and you sort of lose weight on it. I think what he means is, and the chachma in this world, there's a certain dag of chachma in this world, and the chachma in this world is of this world, and therefore chachma can say ani bina. Now, bina is maven dover mitoich dover. That means taking chachma and extrapolating it out. I want to explain the difference. Every chachma has a set of axioms, and then I extrapolate from these axioms to the world around. To the ramifications. So if I had to ask myself, a scientist, a good scientist, What is he studying? He's studying Bina, because he's taking the known laws of nature and he is applying it to all sorts of problems and trying to say, how, knowing what I know about all the materials in the world, how do I build something that's light yet doesn't get broken very easily? It can take this type of stress, can take that type of stress. That's so technology really is certainly Bina, it's certainly an application of givens. And even Chachma, we start with what's here in this world, what Nekudas. So there's a type of science that studies and tries to get to be aimed on the Shrashim. So that's good. Those Shrashim are in Yanim that are, so to speak, they also within this world. And what are the laws of nature within this world? And this is what I know and understand. That knowing and understanding has no reason to be memayit kaimis adam. More than that, and now I'm not talking about just the physical hardship of thinking hardness. That obviously not talking about that. It's never a stira to my mitzias as adam, because when I'm studying the world around, I'm be'etzem studying how can I make the best use of what is. The given is ha'aretz umloya. The given is I have a big world with all sorts of different inyanim, and I have and how do I grow the best fruit? How do I make the most comfortable beds? How do I get to work most efficiently? That's the world of, that's the focus of the Chachma. So not only is that a steer to the physical source item, it helps it. Now, if I'm to ask myself, what is the best life to live? Today, a modern person will ask himself, what is the best life to live? The answer is the one that makes you feel the best. The one makes you the happiest, makes you feel the best. Some people stretch it out and that most people feel the best, which is a cop-out in a sense, but tachlis, it means, I'm measuring. So when I ask myself the ultimate questions in Chachma of what is the best oifin what's the best oifin of having, of living a life, the answer will be whatever makes my life most pleasant, minei obey. That's the answer to it. So that chachma is never steer to tzuras adam, to tzuras adam of the physical tzuras adam. If I come along and I draw musagim from a different world, that automatically means that my being and my metzias is of secondary importance. It's not quite what's me. It's me. But shtelling to the different sheirish, inevitably, that means that my own metzias, my own physical metzias, will become less and less and less. So if I'm not geiris a ruchnistik a chelik to the person, I am the sum total of what I'm conscious of in a very simple way. So the answer to what is the best life is going to be the one that makes the physical body most pleasant. But the minute I say that there's a sheirish not from this world, so whatever it is that I'm satisfying, that sheirish, Bal Karchach, is going to come at the expense of our physical body. So if I say Kedusha is a value, Kedusha comes at the expense of physical pleasure. If I say Chesed is a value, comes at the expense of having something. If I say Tznius is a value, it comes at the expense of expressing myself, showing myself, etc. The matesh koichel adam doesn't mean just because I'm going to have to schwitz hard on the taisvis, so I'll lose a little weight. It means that the toichen of the chachma suppresses the physical person be'etzem. every time I learn a halacha whose yesod and sheirish is not how to have a more enjoyable stay in olam hazeh, I'm automatically suppressing my mitzias, my physical mitzias. The I mean, it's Hanukkah. One of the fascinating differences between the Tfisa Yevonis to our Tfisa was Yevonim believed they very much lauded the person who was a big philosopher and the person whose body was very well developed. It went together by them. The schools, the public forum included a physically well developed body and a seichel that was well developed. We see it as a stira, and like Mar says, haroitza lichyo is yomus asatzmai. What's the pshat? How did we get? We believe in suppressing the guf, and they believe in worshiping the guf, celebrating the guf. So what's the pshat in terms of how do we understand two umas, and both of them are very chachma, and yet one of them feels the derech of chachma goes through a place, it goes through a forum that includes a tremendous physical development, and we hold the exact opposite, that making yourself an achzara on yourself, mimis yourself, and so on. Achata mispalal the dibitoyish v'nichzim ayim, be mispalal that madanim and things should be yotze from me'echa. This is, it's such a polar opposite understanding. How are you talking? It's as you find a lot of times in halacha, you don't like a machloikis that svaras hafuchos. You can have different svaras, but with two svaras collide head on, you know, on one end. That's oimed darsheni. So the pshat is the sheirish of it lies between the difference in understanding what is chachma. In the tfisa that chachma is part and parcel of this mitzias, then bal karchach, chachma and physical development have to come together. The person who is a shalim, the person who lives the life that's right, bal karchach has a guf and a seichel that are well developed together. For us, where we understand that seichel reaches to a place that's mufka from physical Adam, then bal karchach, it's something that will take its price at the expense of the guf. It has to be that way, because basically the ideals that I'm striving for are beyond my mitzias. So that means my mitzias is taking a second seat, back seat, and a third seat. It's recessing in terms of its chashivas and so on. It's one of the inyanim where the Ramban quotes the Aristotle, the Yavnar that he held that something that's not murgash doesn't exist. So I want to understand it a minute. I don't think there's a machloikas on that. Lemashal, if somebody will come along and tell me that there is a world 100 million light years away from you, and it has this, but the distance is such that it's an impossible for me to connect, impossible to have a shaykhs that world, impossible for me to interact with that world, impossible ever to connect. It affects nothing in my world, and my world doesn't affect it. So I could make the statement that it doesn't exist, and that statement would be right in a certain sense. I'm speaking I'm making a statement means I'm talking. In my world, the statement that no such world exists is correct, because nothing in the entire span of me, a world like that doesn't exist, and therefore I can say it doesn't exist. If I see it, if I notice it, or if that world affects the world next to it, the world next to it affects the world next to it, that's called that exists. That something exists, for me to say something exists, is a statement that's coming from me. So the Yevanim were right about that. Aristotle is right. And he said anything that's not Murgash, it doesn't exist. Now, it could be sunspots affect electricity, which affects my Wi-Fi reception. So that exists. But anything not like that doesn't exist. The answer to that is, or in other words, not the answer, but Klal Yisrael differs, because Klal Yisrael feels that it does affect it. In other words, what he calls not Murgash, we are Margish it. We're able to connect to it, make it part of our Metzius. And therefore, it is our Metzius. So the Chachma, that the difference in the Chachmas of Yavan and the Chachma of us, when you call it Chachma Chitzonis, it means the Chachma that interacts with our Chitzonis. So if I take the sum total of myself to be my guf, which is Muskel Rishon is what I see, what I hear, what I think, what I taste, what I smell, etc. So those are the things that exist for it. Those are the things that the guf can say it exists. And b'meila, I'm teifis, anything that relates to my chitzonius as mitzias. The our chachma is a chachma of the pnim of a person. And b'meila, we deher that there's something in the pnim of a person that's a mitzias, and we can tap into it. And b'meila, for us, it becomes murgash. It becomes something, we don't have it, we can't touch it with the same senses that they touch there in Yanim. Not with the mouth, not with the nose, but it's to us something that we have a tefisa, an achiza in. And therefore, if we have a tefisa and achiza in it, that's the shaykhs we have. I guess a mashal and a dugma to some like that would be really the menorah. You have sort of contradicting chazal about where Torah is. So obviously you have the Aron with the Luchos, which represents Torah, and it's the Sinai, and it's, it doesn't need any more. Someone to ask you, where's Torah represented in the Beis HaMikdash? You have the Aron with the Luchos and then Sefer Torah. Well, what more do you want? And yet the menorah is given an inordinate amount of, Arisala Hachkim Yajim, Simonayach is the menorah, Shemen is Chachma. There is unlimited amount of descriptions of the menorah as being the Makom Torah and so on. So the question really is, which one is it? And the answer is, Torah be'atzmiyusa is beyond this world. What's the right word for it? The validity of Torah starts in a place that is beyond our world, in a place that we have no nekudas maga with. We can't go in there, we can't touch it, we don't have any shaykhs with it. There's not even any avoda inside the Kodesh Kodashim. Can God went in just in Mechapa. That tachlis, there's no real avoid over there. The menorah, the pasuk says that you light it against the pareches. It's the parasa edus, edus to the Israel that shchina shruya. Edus means that I don't have contact with the original. Something happened. I have no cash with that, except for Adam, and I've got to say this, that relates that inyan to me. So the metzias of edus is taking something from one framework and bringing it into a different framework. A pishnayim edim yokum dava means the thing now exists in my world because of the edim. Somebody killed somebody else somewhere else. It's not my world. We have no contact with that world. We don't know where, what, when, and how. And b'meila, it doesn't exist. When two edim come and they're being made, they're, so to speak, recreating it. They're bringing it into existence here and now. And b'meila, there's a yokim dover of whatever it is that they are bringing into this place. They're bringing something in over here that has existence. That's edus. So the Oren is the Sheirish of Chachmas HaTorah, but in its own right, it belongs in a different world. It's in a world where A, we have no contact with it. No one has contact with it. It even exists in a way that defies our world in Enemina Mida, that the Oren doesn't take up any space. That's a world, it's not our world. And B'meila, that's not the world that we're directly in. But since there's a menorah that's Meir, it draws its aura from beyond and it brings it out into this world, that becomes the edus, the pareches edus. The menorah is the edus that Shechinah Shruya B'Yisrael. So what we see, and let's understand this a little bit, the Ner Maravi is, so to speak, closest to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Ner Maravi starts with Ner Maravi and ends Ner Maravi. That means that it's Moishich, it's Oyer from that Makom. So I don't see how. I don't know how, but the Shechina, that Shruya over there, is Nimshach, and that makes the Ner Maravi. It's Oyer being, you start with it and you end with it. That's the mahalach of the two working together. And b'meila, when Yovim came along, they were metamed ishmanim. The menorah to them was especially a rotzen to be pagia, and for us vice versa. When we resurrected the Beis HaMikdash, we needed to bring it back again. That was the crossroads of battle. It's just like Lamashal in Aristo doesn't deny the Ribbono Shel Olam as much as he cuts off any connection between the two worlds. I said recently in the Beis Hamikdash, Misharoba Minim, they made a takana. It's either Minim or Tzedukin, depends on the Girsa, that they would say min ha'olam ve'ad ha'olam. So it wasn't so much that they denied Tchias HaMeisim or Olam Haba, it's they said it's irrelevant. And therefore the tikkun to it was min ha'olam ve'ad ha'olam, that from that world to this world, the Shechina, so to speak, stretches from one to the other. So both in the Tfis of Chachma, we of Yavin and Klai Yisrael, it's almost the exact opposite. Yavin's tefis and Chachmah is minei obedik. That's what Chachmah is about, and the pride of Chachmah is like that. Chachmah says, you know, in the old days you needed to have 1,000 elves to push the earth, and that's how you got the earthquake. And you needed 2 angry gods to make lightning. And you needed 6 these things to do this. Everything was something outside doing it. Chachma comes along and says, everything is minei obey. Whatever causes anything to happen is minei obey. So they were certainly right when it comes to the elves and to the fairies doing things. But by saying that, they said, so the chachmas Yavan, the philosophy of Yavan, excluded bringing in outside elements. And just like modern psychology today, the point of it, the methodology could all be fine. But the point of it is, don't try to please anybody but yourself. If you like it, it's good. If you don't, it's not. That's what it's about. In other words, the sum total of what's good or what's not good is you. And b'meila, if you're, that should be your only judge on doing something. The most I can do for you is explain to you that doing this feels good now, but then your stomach will hurt later. And acting up makes it feel good now, but people will shun you. So I a good psychologist, he shows the chachma of how really, you know, you're going to maximize your pleasure when you're here. But if we have a very, very different tfisa in the whole picture. Our tfisa is that the tovli of a person comes from somewhere else. It belongs to a whole different realm. And b'meila, it's not going to help you to say that here it makes you happy. But the world is much bigger than that. You're much bigger than that. And if you don't connect to something bigger than that, it's not going to work. Okay, we'll hold it here.
Can I ask a slightly unrelated question?
Okay.
We're speaking about chachma. I was just wondering, just in the nusach atfilah,
yeah,
the difference between nusach Ashkenaz and nusach Sfarad.
Right.
In Atachoinen, so we say chanini mitchade bina mahaskel,
right,
or chachma bina and das.
Yeah.
So, if I understand correctly, the understanding of haskel, Maral says on the Mishnah of Imein Bina in das, he seems to equate chachma with seichel. So yeah. I thought, if so, number one, when we say Dea, Bina, and Haskel, in essence, we're saying Das, Bina, and Chachma.
Okay.
Even that it comes out that Nusach Ashkenaz is saying for Das, Bina, and Chachma, and Nusach Sfarad is saying Chachma, Bina, and Das. So it comes out that they're going in opposite order.
Right.
One, which is interesting. And number two, we know that Chachma is the highest, and then comes Bina, and then comes Das, as far as the spirits are concerned. But when the Maral explains what Chachma and what Bina and what Das is, it seems to be that Das is really the highest level. I mean, Chachma is something, Mashad and Mekabam, Yerabim, Acherim, and then Bina, you start to work with it, build with it, and Das, you're connected to it intimately, and you just know what it is. So it seems that Das is the highest. But mitzad the spheres, chachma is higher, and then comes bina, and then comes das. So, number one, I'm wondering if this is correct, and number two, is it maybe that the pshat and the different nuschois that nusach Ashkenaz were saying give us dea, bina, and haskel? So we're really going milamata lamala as far as what we're mavakish das, right, which is the lowest, and then bina, and then finally chachma. Whereas nusach Sfarad is saying chachma, bina, and das. Because mitzad the mekablim, mitzad these things being chal in the person, it's that much more powerful and real once I get it all the way down in me. So ultimately, I want to have das. So I'm also going to lamal lamata mitzad the mekablim.
So the second you have to know that mitzad, that the order can go mitzad the mekablim, and for us the lower is first, and that's a good nahalach. The question of Das being the highest or not, it's always very confusing. Let's take an example. If I have drawings for a new house, so and then those drawings are fleshed out and then finally becomes the house itself. So those drawings are a more abstract sense of the house. They're higher in one way, but the matara is not to have a closet full of drawings. The matara is to have a house. So chachm is higher because it's more abstract. It's closer in nature, so to speak, of the ratzna borei. It's words like tov and ra, which in its own world, tov and ra is hard to define. But when it comes into our mitzvahs and takes on the form of Stucker, the form of Kedusha, the form of Mishpat, then it becomes concretized, and that's the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Chachma is higher the rotzen, the tachlis lies dafka in the das, in the maisa. Understand that you lose something. It's like when I have an abstract formula and then I apply it to something. The case that I applied it to is a limited form of the equation, but it's the tachlis that the equation is there for. The equations are not there to sit as equations. So that's how you have the two. Reb Nachum said a shmuz once. Reb Nachum never spoke to Rabbi Agud. It wasn't his thing. It wasn't his field. But Reb Chaim Shmuelowitz was nifta. So like for 2 years, there was nobody saying shmuz in yeshiva. So every few weeks, they would badger somebody to say a shmuz, or they'd bring a guest or whatever. And it was before Shavuos, kind of was doing sphere. So Reb Nachum, they pushed Reb Nachum to say shmuz. He spoke. And he said something about he didn't say chombinas, but he said de'a bin of a haskel. He says that fits our understanding. Haskel, he said, is lumdus. That's how he touched it. Haskel in Yiddish is verstand. It's like the understanding. So he said that's the way we see it. We you know, Haskel fits our worldview. That was the way he. It was very funny. I don't know if you thought it was cute, but But the piece that you see, the chilek between when you're going milamata lamala, the first thing you meet is the lowest and you work your way up. When you come milamata lamata, you start with the top and you work your way down. It's like very simple. Imagine somebody's trying to explain a difficult concept. So he has the concept and then he gropes for a mashal that will give it over. And then he thinks, oh, I have a good mashal for it. The person listening, he understands the mashal, and he thinks about the mashal, and slowly the nimshal begins to sort of come out of the mashal that he's heard. So which comes first depends very much mitzad the listener, mitzad the speaker. Okay.
Sure, thank you.
Next week, next week I will not be, there's a siyum. I don't think we'll be back in time.